You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. The San Joaquin Valley doesn't have enough doctors. The reasons why are complicated, and solving the problem might be even more so. But there are people trying to tackle both issues, and we'll hear from some of them this week in a special live event at Valley Public Radio's Broadcast Center. It's a panel discussion in our new series, Be Public Live, and it will take place at the Barbin Cheney Performance Studio in Clovis this Thursday night at 7 p.m. You can RSVP to attend on our website at KVPR. It's moderated by our health reporter, Carrie Klein, and it's part of a new reporting project on this issue, which you'll be hearing over the summer on Valley Public Radio. It's also part of the California Health Journalism Fellowship at the USC Annenberg School for Communication. Carrie Klein joins us now on Valley Public Radio to tell us more. Carrie, welcome.
Good morning.
So the shortage of doctors isn't unique just to the San Joaquin Valley, but I take it it's especially bad here. Put the issue in context for us, if you can.
Yeah, it really is quite acute in this area. You know, a number of organizations kind of prescribe a certain number of doctors or providers that you should have per unit population. And the whole San Joaquin Valley area is a lot lower than these prescribed numbers. We're about 25% lower than what's recommended. And then when you actually look at areas around California, we've got half for the number of for the amount of population that we have. We've got half the number of primary care physicians and specialists that the Bay Area has. So there's a huge, huge lack of doctors here in this area.
So I know a lot of our listeners have probably heard the messages that we've been running on the air for the last month and a half with your voice on them, asking people to share their stories about their personal experience with this issue. I know you're going to use some of those to prepare your future reporting as well as this event. Maybe share with us just anecdotally some of the things that listeners shared with you as part of that outreach.
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of feedback from those messages. This is clearly an issue that people feel really strongly about, and it affects people in a lot of different ways. I mean, we heard from parents whose kids have special needs and they have to drive them really far, like to the Bay Area or Sacramento or San Jose, to get them treatment. And that, of course, is an issue for many reasons. It's hard. It's a hassle. Parents have to miss work, maybe leave their jobs, spend money on transportation, staying overnight. We heard from people who, you know, maybe one woman had a stomach ache. Her doctor couldn't see her for 6 weeks. And then she ended up in the ER with a ruptured appendix, which could pose some tremendous health problems. We've also heard from providers around the valley who say, yes, we know that at my particular clinic, we do not have enough providers. We have to send people away all the time, and it really hurts. And so we also have people actually who say, well, my clinic's doing a really great job, and we want to talk to you about it. So there's a real diversity of perspectives and ways that people have experienced this problem.
So you're going to be looking at both the causes, the impact to communities, and also potential solutions. Tell us about some of the people that you have on this panel for the event on Thursday night and what they might bring to the discussion, because I know you've had a chance to talk with all of them.
That's right. Yeah. So we have three panelists. Michael Peterson is the chief of medicine at UCSF Fresno and the associate dean of their medical residency program. So he brings the perspective of someone who he himself has been a practitioner and a clinician. He's now a medical educator. And so he can shed light on the roles of med schools and residency programs to actually bringing more doctors to the area or not, perhaps as the case may be. There's also Reina Villalobos. She's the director of community programs at Clinica Sierra Vista, which is a network of federally qualified health clinics. So those are clinics that serve patients on Medi-Cal or patients who don't have any insurance. So Reina can talk specifically about the needs of those patients, which make up a lot of our area, and the role in federally qualified health centers in providing that care. And of course, Clinica also runs a residency program in Kern County. And then our third panelist is Sanjay Srivatsa. He's a cardiologist and the director of the Heart, Artery, and Vein Center of Fresno. And he brings the perspective of a doctor who's in private practice, who accepts patients on Medi-Cal and insurance through the Affordable Care Act. He's also a specialist. And that's also, we also have a shortage of those in this area. So we've got kind of a wide spectrum of perspectives here.
With the expansion of coverage under the Affordable Care Act, at least until the current day, it's still ongoing now, but
that's
we know
right.
That there's efforts in Congress to change the law. With the expansion of coverage, though, around half of Valley counties in general, It's a little more in some, a little more in others. About half of Valley residents in local counties are on Medi-Cal. Is that a common thread that is brought up by a lot of people, this issue of how do we get people who have coverage actually getting them care?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's just one of sort of many threads of sort of sub-threads of this doctor shortage. I mean, what we talked about in the beginning was the numbers, you know, the actual, what the data say about how many doctors we have in this area. But then when you think about how doctors themselves actually practice, we have all these ways that we silo them into different groups. There's doctors groups, there's different clinics, there's doctors who only take patients on certain kinds of insurance. And because, particularly with Medi-Cal, the reimbursement rates from the federal government are so low, we really don't have nearly enough doctors who can see these patients on Medi-Cal. And so that's presented as this huge access problem.
So I know Michael Peterson from UCSF Fresno is going to be there. He certainly represents a program that trains a lot of future doctors. There's other efforts out there as well, though, in the Valley. Are there people that are trying to make a difference on this right now? Are they having success, at least what you can tell right now?
Well, you know, the success is hard to tell so far because we do have a lot of residency programs in the area, but they're all relatively new. And so we just don't have, and a lot of programs, actually, their first graduating class is happening now or in the next year. And so it's just really hard now to know the data on how many of those graduating doctors will actually stay in the area. But yeah, of course, there are lots of people who are really trying to solve this problem. You know, and UC Merced, there have been talks of developing a med school there for decades. Not sure what will happen there. Assemblymember Rambula has introduced a bill to build a med school at Fresno State. There's also California Health Sciences University, which supposedly is building an osteopathic medical school. And then there are many people who want to bring in more residency programs. There are lots of other efforts, too, like reorganizing the roles of nurse practitioners and physician's assistants, leveraging them better to take care of patients when there aren't enough doctors. So there are lots of proposed strategies out there. It's hard to tell as of yet which of those will work and how well they'll work.
Now, one of the challenges on an issue like this is data, just granularity of data, trying to sift through things and really come up with what the actual truth is on the ground. Do we know if this problem is getting better or worse, or do we just not yet have all of that data to really tell? Is there a trend line, or maybe anecdotally, are you hearing anything on that?
That's a really tough one to tell as well, because also, I mean, it's really tough to actually tell the number of doctors that you have. And so, you know, there are a lot of there's more data from the last couple of years just because with the Affordable Care Act, there's been a lot more monitoring of this sort of thing. And then before that, there's sort of been very different kinds of ways that we've been tabulating this data. So it's actually pretty difficult to get a trend line over time. And then, of course, with the Affordable Care Act, that changed things in certain ways, too, although that's also difficult to tell because technically that program hasn't really been around long enough to really, you know, definitively establish what's changed. So all of this is still kind of being figured out.
Again, we're talking with FM89's Carrie Klein about an event that's taking place at the station. It's a live event, in-person event. It's not a radio event, though. We will be recording it and streaming it live on Facebook Live, and an archive video will be up on our website at kvpr.org. It's a panel discussion about the Valley's doctor shortage, looking at the impacts, potential solutions, and more, featuring three esteemed panelists from throughout the San Joaquin Valley on this issue. Carrie will be moderating the event, and you can RSVP to attend. Carrie, when you talk to some of these physicians out there who are on the ground in the Valley, did any of them have any interesting stories about why they chose to come here? Is it this, you know, I grew up here in Central California, I wanted to return to serve? Or were there any interesting stories there from those physicians you've already talked to this in background?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the physicians that you meet, you know, a lot of them grew up here. And so a lot of them say, you know, I knew from a young age that I wanted to be a doctor in this area, that, you know, even if they went out for med school or residency elsewhere, you know, they said, I always knew I wanted to come back. And they did. And then a lot of other doctors who are not from here, you know, they often will share that this area, you know, like in many aspects of tourism and in other and lots of other industries, this place just has a real low reputation for various reasons. And so doctors who come from elsewhere were like, yeah, you know, I wasn't really expecting much. And I was so impressed with the people, with the region. I just fell in love with it and I stayed. So you do hear that a lot. But of course, that, you know, kind of the the rumor mill, the rumors about this area are really one of the common threads here that people say is one thing keeping doctors out of this area.
So I know there's a lot of different efforts out there. You mentioned the talk about new medical schools, new residency programs. Are there other ideas out there that approach this from a different angle?
Yeah, of course. So the things you just mentioned are kind of, strategies on the institutional side of how these changes could be made or how improvement could be brought about. But of course, there's a lot kind of on the community scale that's happening, too. I mean, there are doctors who have set up mobile units that, send trucks or vans around. You see things like that, of course, showing up at campuses or in certain parts of the city at various times. But there's also pharmacists that have expanded their scope of care. And so they can actually do a certain amount to see patients. Limited compared to what doctors can do, but they can do some basic help to prevent people from needing to go in and see a doctor and impact that system. And then there are also some clinics that are being run entirely by nurse practitioners, maybe with only one or two doctors instead of many more of them that there would normally be. And so you're seeing these at a community scale much more.
So again, people can sign up for the event online at kvpr.org. Seating is limited. It is a free event, but because of the limited capacity of our studio, we encourage you to sign up online at kvpr.org. Look for the Be Public Live banner on the right-hand bar of the website, and we look forward to seeing you 7 p.m. on Thursday night at our broadcast center at Temperance and Alluvial Avenues in Clovis. Carrie Klein will moderate the event. Again, it's about the Valley's doctor shortage. Carrie, thanks so much.
Thank you.